Just when Washington's pundits thought they'd grasped the message of last month's election, a new poll suggests the message is in need of some major modifiers. It was a Republican landslide. The GOP won the House and picked up seats in the Senate. But as the Washington Post's Dan Baltz writes today about a new Washington Post ABC News poll, the election was not a broad mandate for the Republicans. And Dan Baltz joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First, this poll asked people about President Obama, the Republicans in Congress, and who's taking a stronger leadership role. What does it say?
Well, I mean, it says something that seems counterintuitive after the Republicans won a huge victory in November, particularly in the House, 63 seats. But it basically says that when people are asked who they think is taking or should take a stronger leadership position, it's President Obama by not a significant margin, but a narrow margin. And everything we asked when we compared the president with congressional Republicans or Republicans in Congress, as it says in the poll, President Obama did pretty well for somebody who took a shellacking, as he put it, the day after the election.
Yes, another question was whether the GOP takeover of the House was a good thing, a bad thing, or something that won't make a difference. And the plurality was a good thing, but not as big a margin as the election was.
No, and more interesting is that when you look at we've asked these questions before, and we obviously asked them after the 2006 takeover of Congress by the Democrats, and we asked them, which is, I think, more relevant, after the 1994 Republican landslide. And in both those cases, the party that had won the election was in a stronger position than the Republicans in Congress are today vis-a-vis the incumbent president at the time. I mean, after the 1994 election, people had a sense and that the GOP members of Congress were, in fact, in the driver's seat in Washington in a way that President Clinton was not. And as you recall, he had to talk about how he was still relevant. Here we see a much more evenly divided country, as we've seen in a lot of other ways other than the election results that just happened.
Evenly divided or jaded about the prospects for real change?
Well, certainly people are jaded about that. I mean, part of what we knew throughout this election year is that while President Obama's personal approval ratings had gone down below 50% and into the mid-40s in a lot of polls, and while the Congress was highly unpopular, this was not accruing to the Republicans' benefit, that their image was not improving as the Democrats were going down. And so I think that this poll, in a sense, confirms what was out there pre-election and probably post-election, but that tends to get overlooked in the wake of a big victory, which the Republicans clearly had.
Do the answers to this post-election poll, do they look to you like the thinking of the same electorate that just voted in November, or is it possible that that you're off a little bit?
Well, we never like to think we're off in the polls, but what I would say is that what we know about the election is that the people who were most upset about the Obama agenda came out and voted in bigger numbers than people who may have been less dissatisfied or even satisfied, so that on election day you get a portion of the country. This poll takes a look at the country as a whole, not just people who voted on election day, but people who didn't necessarily vote. And I think the message coming out of the poll on that is that while President Obama is certainly in a weaker position than he was 18 months ago, that the Republicans are on trial.
Dan Baltz of The Washington Post, thank you very much.
Thank you.